Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Christina Cavanaugh is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Christina is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend of ours. She is the author of Managing Your Email, and she is one of the world's experts on how to use email, how to communicate with email more effectively. And she's here to talk to us about that right now. Christina, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. How are things up in Canada?
Well, things in Canada are a bit rainy. We have seen some warm weather, so I don't want people to think it's only cold up here.
It's still winter. It's still winter up there, though, isn't it?
No. We got all that weather coming in from the U.S.
Just teasing, Christina. It's good to have you back, as always. It's good to hear your voice. Christina, I want you to talk to us about what you have on your mind with regard to email. But at the same time, during our interview, I should say, I want to also talk about some of the other ways that people are communicating these days. And let's see if we can't, during our time together, see if we can't come up with a little bit of a protocol, a little bit of a logic for when to use which resource. What do you think?
Well, okay, we'll try, because there's a lot out there with social media, and it's all kind of emerging as we speak. So we'll do our best.
Right. Well, is email, you know, how relevant is email these days?
Well, I'd say by the volumes that are generated, emails in workplaces are totally relevant and still a way, you know, of doing business. The social media aspects, things like, you know, blogs, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook,
right.
These types of things, MySpace, they're kind of an outcrop. It's still electronic communication when you boil it down.
Mm-hmm. Including plus texting.
Plus texting, yep.
Yeah.
Cell phone texting, which is very expensive, by the way. Don't be fooled unless you've got a good package.
Right.
So these things all have a place. Mostly these things have a social place. That's why it's called social media. And it's not crossing over, you know, immediately into the professional realm. And I have actually spoken with people who are in the high-tech industry recently asking, should I have a site, my own personal website? Should I be on Twitter? Should I be on LinkedIn?
Right.
I sort of say yes, I think you should be on places like LinkedIn because it is a professional network.
Right.
But is that enough to get business for you and awareness for you? The answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Things like Twitter, you know, you've got people like here in Canada, Twitter is just all over the place. And
right.
Most
places, United States too, and probably a lot of other countries.
Yeah. You know, it just seems that we're kind of like crazy with technology here. I don't know why. You know, we have more phones, we have more of these things. But the joke here is that, 95% of people who are on Twitter don't even know how to use it, and everybody else
right.
is all, you know, upset. But
well, that's
Twitter
there's a lot to that. There's a lot to that. And of course, I don't know that anybody has ever defined, you know, how you're supposed to use Twitter, except that when you show up there, it says, "What are you doing?"
I really wish
they'd contacted me before they launched that site. If they had, I would have said, "Why don't you just say, what are you thinking?" See, I'd rather know what you're thinking than what you're doing.
Yeah, but I think that would actually take too long for people to, because that's the other thing.
But some people see, what am I doing? What are you doing? And they say, oh, I'm having dinner. How are you? are off to bed, or I read one today that said the person woke up and literally got on Twitter and said, good morning all, as if her tweet followers were hanging around waiting on when she woke up, you know.
Well, exactly. And so this is exactly the kind of traffic that you don't want to get into as a legitimate business person.
It's spam. It's no different, in my opinion, from spam. Remember when email first came in, and people would wear you out sending jokes?
Oh yeah, and they still do.
They do some, but not like back in the 90s, late 90s. I mean, I literally had to tell some people, look, folks, I love a joke as much as anybody, but I don't have time to read all those. I just, please don't send me any more jokes.
That's right. That's right. I wrote that in my book as well.
Yeah, you did, and so. But that's a kind of spam by friends, and that's the way I think of a lot of things that are on Twitter. Also, if you go on the wall, so to speak, of Facebook, or not so to speak, that's what it's called, the wall on Facebook, people are interacting all the time there.
Yep, that's right. And so MySpace is more for music and things, but Facebook and Twitter, those are the sites that I would say from a business perspective are to be avoided. There's no business going on there.
Well, the only thing about Twitter, I will say that what I've said for a long time, and I've written about this recently, is with Twitter, if you use it properly and people know what they're going to get from you, there are people, Christina, who follow me and the things that we do here, the things that I write, the shows. Your interview will be on Twitter later today, a link to this interview. There are people who literally use Twitter as an RSS form.
And so
for certain applications, Twitter works okay. What I worry about, Christina, is that rather than building an email base for customers, some startups, for example, will try to build a network inside of Twitter, thinking that the money's going to come rolling in.
Yeah, and that is my point in a great many ways, because even the more old-fashioned social networking like LinkedIn is still not the panacea for how you get business.
Right.
It's a place where you can put some credentials, but you still have to sell people on your idea.
Right.
They still you still need to have more interaction.
Well, and the thing that I've been saying, Christina, as we go to the break, I've been telling people, when you think of the social media capabilities, don't think of it as either or, the old or the new. Think of it as both and. Learn about the new stuff while you're still continuing to practice the traditional stuff. Going to take a quick break. Right back with Christina Cavanaugh. We'll talk some more about blending email and some of the traditional ways of communicating with the new ways. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. Thanks for joining us there. Thanks for asking us to follow you home, which we will do if you like. We will send you by email our newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon by email, which is free, and it'll get you ready for the week ahead. And you can also RSS most of the things that we do. I think basically all the things that we do on our website, you can RSS, so we'll follow you home with that. If you see something you like, we'll let you do that. You can subscribe to my blog or just visit it, and all that's right off the homepage there as well, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Also, my knowledge base, our brain trust, including our good friend Christina Cavanaugh, is there. All the things that they've deposited with us over the years, like all the great work that Christina has shared with us with regard to using email more effectively. She is the author of Managing Your Email. Christina, we need to know about your website. I think you got a new one, don't you?
I have a new one, but the old website will get to the new one. So it's www.christinacavanaughknowyou.com.
Okay.
And it will send a link over to my new website, which is 36sambeer.ca. And that has my e-learn program. So I have tried to create a electronic solution or technical solution for training people in the workplace on how to use email more productively.
Right.
And so I just completed that about 2 months ago.
And so, and that's available for people to buy, to take individually, or do they join a group, or how does that work?
It's available both ways. They can go to the website and to the author's website. It's mentioned there. So they can go there. They can purchase it individually. For bulk purchases with companies, then I deal with them directly so that we have a different sort of fee structure.
Right.
And the program is available. There are downloads from the program. There's about 8 or 9 downloadable articles and tips.
Good.
Yeah.
So folks, check that out. And that's Christina Cavanagh, Cavanagh. No, you and Kavanaugh, and put a .com on the end. You can get to her other site where those resources are. Christina, I'm thinking what I've been saying basically about social media is that it is not a fad, but it is a craze. And when I say that, by that I mean it's not going to go away. And it's going to be part of our lives. It's going to grow. It's going to improve. And just as websites and email was the craze and all the rage 10 years ago, we didn't quite know what to do with either one of them. Now they're basically very handy, very productive, very efficient tools. I think in time, social media will be that too. What do you think?
I agree. I agree with you that there is an evolution that's going on with this. Even though I have said earlier that right now I see social media much more as social and much less as business,
right,
that is going to start to change as well. There'll be crossovers. Well, you and I talked at the break about things like portals, and we're already seeing some of this linking of communities where you've got all these sites. It's not just individual sites, but you've got groups of sites created for specific purposes. And so we're already seeing an aggregation of information that people are able to enter and trust.
Well, and that's what more and more people are wanting. And what I think people are going to do is find the communities that they want to be part of, whether they're the portals like you were talking about, like a social media site, or when a company creates a community for their customers and prospects and serves that community by adding value, not adding advertisements, so to speak. Those are communities I think people are going to join in the future. But I think with all of that, though, Christina, email is still going to be a very important part of that.
I totally agree, even though I'm hearing a lot of people trashing email now and saying, oh, it's so bourgeois, it's so old-fashioned. But, you know, there isn't another way that's effective for being able to directly communicate. I mean, yes, you've got the we've talked a lot about Twitter and things, but it is limited communication. I believe 140 characters, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So, you know, and texting is limited. So if you really do want to send things and you really do want a broader message, email is it.
One of the things, though, that will put pressure on email, and I think will increase the use of these other mediums, these other forms of communication, I think is when more and more of us move towards a more mobile way of computing in the clouds in the future rather than on the desktop.
Yes, definitely. And I see, you know, we see some of that occurring, so there is an evolution. I think of something else, newspaper industry.
Yeah.
I think up until just recently they felt that, well, everybody's going to be reading broadsheets. But that's not the case, and now they're struggling. And I think that what's happened is online content has started to take over.
Yeah.
You know, so I definitely agree with you that social media, that the whole, all the connectivity that we're creating and building on is all going to merge.
I'm just ready for it to get sorted out, though. I'm ready for social media to become a little more mature. What do you think?
Well, I guess we're the creators, you know. We're all the creators of this thing. So.
Well, and you and I are bourgeois too. Now, let's admit it, Christina.
Well, true, and I think it's true what Marshall McLuhan said, the famous Canadian from 1964.
Yeah.
I think he said we shape the tools, and they in turn shape us.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. Well, excellent quote to end our visit. Christina, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Okay. It's my pleasure, Jim.
Christina Cavanagh, ladies and gentlemen, and that's Cavanagh without the U, and that's ChristinaCavanagh.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Lassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.